Okay, California coach Jeff Tedford has joined us. California is home with Southern Utah on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. The first question comes from Paul Cackle, San Francisco Examiner.
Hi, coach. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Hey, I know that you were kind of hoping and expecting a huge leap forward from Maynard this year, and I just wanted to know what your assessment of his performance was last weekend.
Well, it's, you know, we didn't – I felt like we protected the ball and managed the game well, didn't throw any interceptions, but just need to be more consistent. You know, made some great throws and then missed some other ones with open guys or, you know, guys that we need to hit and convert situations. And so, you know, he just consistency is, you know, needs to improve. And so, you know, hoping as the game, first game jitters or whatever may be is gone. But I think, you know, he does some really good things, but we need to have that happen more consistently.
And, you know, you have a ton of new pieces out there, wide receiver on the line, in the linebacker positions. How much just did inexperience play a hand out there in your first game?
Well, there definitely was some learning experiences, there's no question, with guys with the very first game. And, you know, just the preparation for the game and the game speed and all that type of thing. So there was, you know, some things that we could take off the tape for sure and learn from. And that's the key is getting better from week one to week two off of all the, you know, no matter how much you simulate and practice, the game's a little bit different. And so, you know, there needs to be a lot of improvement from game one to game two, just with some little things.
And how difficult is it for a young defense to, your very first assignment is that Nevada Pistol offense, and do you expect the defense to look different as the season progresses?
Yeah, I would anticipate that. You know, for going through camp, you know, our defensive line for 2 weeks, about a week and a half to two, you know, we had a lot of injuries on the defensive front, and so they were just getting back for game week, and to be able to play that team with all the different things that they do, and then, you know, a couple of young guys at backer and secondary and things. You know, that's a tough test. There are no questions. Very challenging to defend that offense. And you know, it's so, you know, that's, I think there's some things there that they can learn from as far as discipline and training your eyes and doing the things that you're supposed to do. But they played hard and, you know, and that was encouraging. And you don't play that, you know, the first game out to play that, you know, was a little bit challenging.
Thanks, coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Jeff, with the pistol, did Nevada, I mean, did they change it up any from what you saw 2 years ago, or were they throwing the same stuff at you?
No, pretty much the same things. You know, they did a couple different things of, you know, blocking the guy that was responsible for the quarterback, but. You know, they did a lot of similar things, but I thought Nevada's quarterback played excellent. You know, he's a very good player. You know, in his second year now, was really sharp throwing the football, put the ball where it needed to be, and you know that big receiver that they have that came back. He's a very good player, and their tight ends are, you know, tall and you know, so they he played really well, and they were clicking on all cylinders. There's no doubt about it.
Any report on Matt Summers Gavin at this stage?
Not yet. He gets his MRI today at 3:00.
Okay. And then finally, do you have to sort of instill a mentality this week of all is not lost, or what approach do you take?
Yeah, you know, it's one football game. There's a lot of football left, but it's really, you know, obviously. Everybody's irritated, upset, but there's no feeling sorry for herself. It's about working hard and, you know, cleaning up some of the execution and some of the things that we need to improve. And really, it's about us to go out and it's not just game, but it's every single day in practice to make sure that we get that done. And the only way to get this taste out of our mouth is for the next opportunity to come up, and that's a Saturday. But preparation to get there is key. And you know, obviously not happy about it, but definitely have to stay focused on what we're doing and you know, get ready to play this week.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Tom Vlewiski for Spectrum.
Jeff, hi. Southern Utah. How do they pose any different challenges for you this week? And the fact that they're in FCS schools, do you have to find yourself focusing a little extra harder not to overlook them too much?
Well, we're in no position to overlook anyone after, you know, losing last week. Our guys, I'm confident, will be very focused on coming out and executing what we need to get done. They're a good football. They have a lot of good players on their team. You know, they have a great quarterback who can throw it all over the yard. You know, he's a very good player. They're big up front, and you know, I think they're a lot more athletic than they were last year. You know, last year. You know, we have most of the tape from last year, but looking at the one game so far from this year, I think they're more athletic at linebacker and probably in the secondary. And so, you know, they're no one to take lightly for sure, and we will definitely know that.
Did the atmosphere that you had with the stadium reopening, did that affect your play at all at the start, do you think?
You know, I don't think so. You know, there was just being the first game. You know, the football field is what it is. You know, it's between the lines. And, yeah, we were home and, you know, there was excitement and all that type of thing. But I think probably for a lot of the young players, there probably was, just because, you know, I think it was their first, you know, we have some freshmen playing. It's their first game and the energy of the stadium and all that type of thing, who hadn't been in a college environment before. Maybe for some of those guys. But everyone else, it really, I don't think it was it had an effect. You know, it's supposed to play in our favor, and you know, I just think some of our young guys were a little nervous, but I think they'll get better from here on out. I think the novelty of the stadium and all that type of thing is behind us.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Good morning, Coach. Obviously, when you lose, it's a lot of disappointments. Was there one particular thing, though, that stuck out to you as the most frustrating or most disappointment?
Well, I think just, you know, not being able to get off the field on third down. They were 11 of 20 on third down. And, you know, it just seemed like last week, you know, what could have gone wrong did, you know, it They did a nice job of executing, so you have to give them credit. But, you know, we couldn't get off the field on third down. They put long drives together. And then when we get down into our territory and we lost two fumbles down there. And we got the ball on the ground six times of theirs, and we only came up with one fumble. And so, you know, not causing more turnovers, I think is something that we need to get to the ball better. But I was, you know, we got down 14-0, came back, tied it up, you know, at 24, and felt like we were, you know, had momentum. But then we couldn't get off the field. They put another long drive together and scored under a minute to go, you know. So, but I think just not getting off the field on third down was probably most disappointing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from BJ Antolia, Francisco.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Coach. This is BJ with the Fresno Bee. Hey, I was just wondering, kind of getting you off topic here, but Oregon, you know, you obviously spent some time there. Just can you talk about what's helped their rise become, you know, this national power in the past five, six years?
Well, they've always had a solid program. You know, they have great backing there, obviously. A lot of resources, great facilities. But they've always done a real good job. And I think Chip has done an excellent job of instilling that offense and recruiting to that offense and with speed. And then their defense has always been really talented. I'm not sure that they get as much credit as they deserve because they play really good defense as well. But I just think that, you know, they've done an excellent job. They have a lot of resources there, and they've recruited well. And they obviously have a environment and atmosphere there that makes it very difficult to go in there and play.
As far as that offensive scheme, how difficult are we talking about? Is that trying to, you know, stop it?
Well, it's very difficult. It's with the speed in which they play, they which is a factor, of course, but they also have great players. They have a lot of speed, the guys who carry the football, their skilled players are very fast, and they're a big play offense. And, the offense gets a lot of credit and well deserved, but their defense plays a major role in that as well. They're very talented on defense. Their skill positions, I think, on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game are excellent. So they've done a great job of recruiting and very efficient with what they do in all phases of the game.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Paul Cackle, San Francisco Examiner.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to ask you one more question. With all those freshman receivers out there today or last week, how'd they look to you?
You know, they did a pretty decent job, I thought, you know, for their first game out. It's what they have to do is just get used to the speed of the game now, mainly in the run game, coming off the ball and getting to their assignment. If the picture changes, and that's the thing about it, you know, if you go through and you're expecting something and the picture changes, they have to be able to adjust, and they have to be able to adjust full speed. And so I thought running routes and catching the ball, for the most part, they did a nice job. But there's going to be a learning curve there for them, you know, of understanding what exactly needs to get done and the speed at which it needs to get done. There's nothing like game time to teach that. So, you know, we just keep pressing it in practice, and you know, I'm sure they'll continue to improve in games. But that means a lot to them, and they care, and you know, they have the ability to be really good players. Now it's just a matter of getting game experience for them.
Yeah, so the major area of improvement, are you saying, is just like blocking schemes after the picture changes and things like that?
Yeah, blocking in the run game. I thought, you know, we could have done a better job at receiver, in that instance. But and then, you know, just in the pass game, I thought they did fine. You know, it's just need to protect the ball. We got the ball on the ground one time. We didn't have good ball security, but, you know, those are things that you harp on, and then they get in the game and maybe don't think about it, and so that something needs to be reminded. But I think the most improvement will come for them in the run game.
And you talked about third down conversion rate on defense. What about on your own offense's third down conversion rate? Is there room for improvement there? And what can you do?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. We're 3 of 14, and so that was terrible. And you know, we had some chances to convert third downs, and we missed them. Number one, though, we put ourselves on early downs in way too many long yard situations. We, had some negative plays behind the line of scrimmage, either it be with a penalty, whether a false start or throw a ball behind the line and then slip and fall down, things like that. So we have to do a better job on first and second down to being manageable third downs. We have way too many third and tens. And if you have a lot of third and tens or more, you're going to end up with that percentage of third downs, because that's low percentage. But we need to do a better job on first and down to stay out of them. But there are no question that our third down efficiency needs to improve.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
All right, that'll do it, Jeff. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet.